What's up, you guys? Welcome to Website Wednesday, the leading legal podcast where we talk about social media marketing. Well, today's Wednesday, you guys. My name is Michael Reed, the podcast server. And, I have a variety of podcasts. This one's about social media, specifically for the legal industry. But I really believe that it applies to anybody and everybody who's interested, because I'm not really getting too deep into the legal side of it yet. I'm just discussing the platforms in general. And so if you're interested, keep on listening. You're going to learn a lot about social media. So I got to tell you what I'm most excited about right now when it comes to websites is ClickFunnels. I've always talked about how awesome ClickFunnels are. They're a little bit expensive. You know, it ranges from at least minimum $97 up to, I think, $297. But it's a, you know, monthly service charge. But the idea here is that it's a whole different way of looking at the customer experience. So whether you use ClickFunnels or a website or whatever you use, just keep that in mind. Investigate what kind of customers are going to be coming to your website, and what makes them make a decision. What do people click on? When you go check out a website, do you just go clicking randomly everywhere? I kind of feel like I do, especially when it's a website that has it's like a word vomit all over the page. Some of the biggest organizations that I've noticed, they have word vomits, you know, because they want to be big and official and all this kind of stuff. And I get it. You got to have, you know, when you're a big company, you're doing all kinds of things. But the idea with these ClickFunnels is that a customer comes to your page, you drove that customer to your page. So if you're not familiar with Facebook ads or Google AdWords and things like that, you may not understand what I'm talking about. But if you are, then you know, it costs money to get people to come to that page. But if you're providing a service that is tailored for that customer that you just sent there, you're going to have insane conversion rates. So a normal conversion rate is, you know, below 5% of someone who will end up hitting your website and purchasing something. Like, if you have a 7% conversion rate, it's pretty decent, which is kind of sad. So when you use ClickFunnels, your conversion rates are like 70, 80%, which is insane. Like, it's unheard of. And so, I've been playing around with it the last couple of days. I built a few funnels. They call them funnels. It's kind of like a page, but they throw a few pages. It's too much to get into in one episode. But think about your online presence and how you are funneling people through your website. If you're getting a bounce rate, you know, I used to look at my website analytics, you know, and see, oh, 20,000 visitors hit my site today. And I'm like, wait a minute, today? And then I only got, you know, maybe 30 phone calls, you know, for my local brick and mortar business here, legal service business. That's a terrible rate. If I'm getting that many website visitors, maybe they just don't need something in my local area. But consider how you're marketing yourself and the brand and all that. We'll talk a lot about brand on Website Wednesday. But pick a platform to create your website, and then before you go and throw every page you can think of on there because you think you feel obligated to have a blog page and a website, you know, or a contact us page, and before you go and throw all those links up top, think about what you want your what's the end goal for your customer. What do you want them to end up doing? If it's to call you, then maybe you have your phone number right front and center. Call for a free quote. The thing that I love about ClickFunnels is they're teaching value first. And that is like core to my belief system when it comes to providing quality service and having a good relationship with your customers. And so provide value first. What kind of value? You know, if you just say we've been around for 30, 40 years and you don't provide any true value, like, oh, we have a good service. Yeah, but what are you really doing for the customer? Give them something. Like, you have to offer them something, an insane amount of value. So I have this, I created this ebook because e-filing is real big in the legal industry now. And so I'm giving away this ebook. That's my next project that I'm working on right now. And many attorneys are very interested in knowing, you know, because their filings are getting rejected and things like that. And so this ebook, I'm going to do a lot of research, and this ebook is going to help them. You know, I'm going to provide an insane amount of value offering this thing for free. If they'll put their email address in and move to the next step. And anyway, check out ClickFunnels if you're interested. And check out our website. It's being built on ClickFunnels. The new website's being built on ClickFunnels. Leading.legal. We'll see you tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. I'm going to talk to you about old marketing techniques that apply to new social media marketing in today's age. So you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.